Everybody has a phone now, right?
Sure.
We abuse them, to be quite honest, you know. I feel like it's like when you have to take your phone case off your phone to either clean it or because it's overheating or something
right.
like that.
Yes.
I feel like it's like you're naked and it's like, oh gosh, okay, now it's...
You're exposed.
I am exposed.
You're vulnerable.
To anything.
Yes. Anything can happen. You could drop it. It could die
yep.
at any minute.
Yeah. So my wife's phone died. She just spilled Frappuccino on it. And it got into the mic. And so now, so she can still kind of use the phone only through Bluetooth. Like she's got to connect it through the car in order to use it. Because when she calls, it sounds like it's, because she's got a mouthful of Frappuccino.
Oh gosh.
You know, and she's tried to like,
there's no
clean
way to
it
like go take it to someone that can like take it apart and clean it. No, it's no. None of that?
Maybe.
Oh, you haven't tried that yet?
No.
Oh, okay.
We tried to dry it out a little bit.
There's cell phone repair places you could take it to. They might be able to save it. You never know. I'd try it.
Well, anyways, right now it is near death. Sometimes it's easier just to...
Get a new phone?
Start new.
Okay.
Sometimes it's just easier.
Excuse to get a new phone. Did she do it on purpose? Is it time for a new phone?
Right,
not
exactly.
Time for an upgrade?
I mean, her phone's not that old when it comes down to it. It's maybe only a couple of years, so.
Okay.
But anyways, so thought it might be fun. How did you kill your phone? All right.
How many are going to raise their hand saying fell in the toilet? How many?
Oh, my gosh.
How many?
That's happened.
In the back pocket, forgot about it?
Yes, that's happened to me before. I literally overheard. I overheard people talking. I don't even remember. I was outside. I was in a group environment. I don't even remember where I was, but I overhear these two girls talking. She was literally talking about how she went into a porta potty to get her phone.
No,
that had fallen in there.
No. It dies there. We don't go back.
Right.
That. We try to get things from the cloud. We go get a new phone.
Right. I'm just.
No.
I'm eavesdropping, going. Oh, you did what? You did what? Tell me more, you know?
Was it just floating on top? Did you? I cannot.
Oh, it was so good.
I don't think there is an amount of sanitizing cloths that would make me feel okay with using that again.
Would love to hear your story. 502-795-1997. We'll start to take some of your calls coming up and stories next. We've all murdered a phone in our lives before. And if you haven't, it's coming.
This is more like manslaughter. It's accidental. Poor phones.
Yeah. It's manslaughter.
It wasn't premeditated.
Yeah. Maddie said, put it in the washing machine while washing. Forgot it was in my hand.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that'll do it.
Danielle, put my phone on the bumper while unloading groceries, then forgot it was there, closed the back lift gate on it.
Oh no! Oh, you know what? My husband did that to someone else's phone, closed a truck tailgate on it, on someone else, and this person had the phone for 2 days.
Oh no!
We felt so bad!
Oh no!
We felt awful.
Amanda said, my phone is amazing. I can drop it without breaking it. Watch this. Drops phone. Oh, apparently it can break. I was not a very smart individual. LOL.
Oopsie.
Hey,
what? You try to prove, no, mine's indestructible.
Look at this indestructible phone.
Yep.
Watch. Oh, whoops.
Not so indestructible.
How did you kill your phone?
Oh, Bill. Yeah. Yeah, I knew this was going to be coming up. I let my dad borrow it, put it in his shirt pocket, went to flush the toilet, plunk.
Oh, jeez.
Yep. Toilet's going to play a part in many stories.
Yeah, Lynn dropped it in the creek while drunk and trying to play music.
Oh, no.
Pulled it out.
Oh, dang it.
Pulled it out almost immediately, removed the battery. So, okay, that's good.
Yep.
Impatient drunk me, though, still wanted music.
Right, yeah.
So less than 5 minutes later, I put the battery back in and it worked.
Should be dry enough.
Played one song, completely fried it, died, never to work again.
Oh, no. Probably didn't have a bowl of rice to put it in at the time.
Oh, yeah, kids. Susie said, my son took mine swimming when he was two. Yeah, sometimes, you know, kids don't know.
No.
Kids don't know about electronics and and water.
Robbie got drunk at the beach, allegedly told the ocean it had a phone call before hurling my phone into the ocean. It's for you.
Hey, I think you got a call. That's just dumb.
Wow.
That's just dumb.
Mike was on the golf course playing golf. People behind us hit too soon. The ball hit me in the leg and destroyed my phone.
Wow, it saved his life.
The phone saved him. I wish I had that when I got hit by a golf ball on the golf course.
Yeah, but you got hit in the knee.
Right below the knee on my shin.
Yeah.
It looked like I had two kneecaps.
Man.
It was my first time on a golf course playing a golf scramble, and that was the third hole. So that was fun.
Renee texted in and said, right after getting my phone, went to Kroger and it fell right out on the pavement face first, shattered into so many pieces. There was no saving it. I had no warranty.
Oh, no, no warranty.
You know, again, when you get that new phone and you don't immediately get the case to go with it and you're in that limbo period between getting the case and the phone and you're like, oh, it's just so shiny and new. Well,
and listen, the phone cases in the store are always way more expensive than what you can get on Amazon.
Yeah,
or
right. You can order it or
get
whatever.
A cheaper one. Yeah, right. But then you're exposed for a couple of days until it gets delivered. Oh, dang it.
Rex the dump truck driver, not once but twice, ran over it with my dump truck.
Oh, there's no coming back from that. Oh, that is.
Well, hang on a second. I got to set this phone down here real quick.
Oh, man.
Okay. These are good stories. All right. We'll take a few more. All right. Coming up. If you've got a good story, how did you kill your phone? All right. 502-795-1997 or at Ben and Kelly Show. How you murdered your phone. You know, accidentally, of course.
Yes, of course.
On 9970JX. Beth texts in and says, my first kid, first stomach virus. Technically, the phone still worked, but I couldn't get the smell out.
Oh, yeah. No, no. Oh, yeah. Not enough sanitizing cloths. Oh,
got
no,
a new
no,
one
no.
the next day. Man, every time you answer that thing, you're like, everybody knows the smell.
No. Yeah, it's a special kind of smell.
Everybody knows.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I can't even imagine it. I can't imagine it.
Kristen said the first phone, my grandson baptized in the toilet. The second one, my other grandson had his little brother baptized it in the kiddie pool.
Oh, gosh.
Man.
Oh, water. It's too much water.
I know.
Oh, we need a waterproof. Do they make waterproof cages?
Oh, my gosh. Another toilet one. Christina said, back when I had a flip phone, and it was tiny, it was in my hoodie pocket, and when I went to flush the toilet, it fell out and right down the pipe.
Oh, gosh. Oh, that's going to cause some plumbing issues, I bet. Right? Oh, that just got much more expensive.
Joy said, I was riding on a motorcycle making a TikTok and dropped my phone.
That's so dumb.
Quite honestly, I hope you uploaded that TikTok because that would have been funny to watch.
Oh, well, and the picture of the destroyed phone is a nice touch too in the comments. Oh my gosh.
Oh, so many toilet stories, by the way.
Yeah. Four-wheeler.
Tony the Welder texts in and says, was welding some stainless steel tables together, sat my phone down on one that I had just finished before it cooled.
Oh, no, no, no.
Melted the case to the phone.
Oh!
Still worked for a little bit afterwards.
Oh, man. Oh, that's not good.
That's funny.
Oh, yeah. Angie in Indiana was showing off a brand new iPhone to a coworker, dropped out of my hand, bounced like a ball straight down the elevator shaft. No way I could have gotten it if I tried.
Like, that's one of those moments where it all goes in slow motion and you see it bounce and you're like, no, 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 no.
Yes.
And it goes right down that. There's a gap in our elevators here at work. And I look at that every day when I take it. I take a look at it. And I'm like, man, what if I drop my keys down there or I drop my phone?
Secure your stuff. Chad kind of went through something similar using my phone on my apartment 7th store balcony. Car alarm went off, scared me, fumbled my phone, only for it to slip through the rails, fall 7 stories to its death.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. That was another like, no.
Right. Right. Yeah. Pam said in 2015, there was the Great Grappa incident that killed my iPhone.
The Great Grappa?
Yeah, Grappa is like an Italian wine. incident that killed my iPhone. And then there was the great beer incident of 2016, which killed my other iPhone. I learned two things. One, buy cheap phones from now on. And two, don't carry alcohol in my purse next to my phone.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
We're carrying it in our purse?
Let's not ask questions. Okay. Let's not ask questions. David said, I was teaching a class in crane operation. Opened the window to yell to the students below, and there goes the phone 100 feet, and that's why you wear a hard hat.
Oh, gosh. Oh, wow.
Yikes.
Oh, that's not good. Not good at all. Oh, man.
But, Randy, actually, I can thank Kingpin Bowling Lanes in J-Town.
Oh, gosh.
After bowling one night, close to closing, they were cleaning up. I went to use the restroom before we left. And when I opened the door, stepped in, the water was all over the floor where they mopped, except was sopping wet, and there was wet floor sign. I didn't notice it. I set one of my flip-flop wearing foot on the wet floor, proceeded to slide in and do the splits in an effort to catch myself. This is an involved story. I had one hand on the doorknob, my other hand flung out to the sink to grab onto it. Unfortunately, the hand that grabbed the sink also had my purse hanging from the wrist.
Uh-oh.
My purse landed in the sink, which had an automatic faucet. Automatic faucet came on, proceeded to fill my open purse with water. As I scrambled to get my legs open again, up again, phone was floating at the top of the bucket that used to be my purse. Needless to say, I filed a claim. They replaced it, but it took about a month.
Oh my gosh, what a story. Wow, it sounds like the purse died in that tragic event, too.
What an insane story that was. All right, those are fun.
I saw that play out in my brain.
I know.
With all that description. Like, I saw it happen.
Randy, we feel you.
Thank
all right.
You.